2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. And for the first time, I would say in at least a year, Scott, we have Major League Baseball up on the screen in the studio. I mean, that says something. That's kind of where we're at right now as sports watchers in America. Baseball's been kind of back the whole time that everything's been kind of going on, that everything else has been back. And yet here we are, game one of the World Series between the Tampa Bay Rays and the L.A. Dodgers. And it's really I watched game seven of the NLCS the other night, and I watched, and then I turned this one on. And it's only because the NFL, how dare they, did not have a Tuesday night game this week like they did last week. So
I know, I'm already like having like withdrawals. From not having a game. Where's my Tuesday night football? But it is. It's interesting because I'm watching it too.
Yeah, so we've got our
troll. And I'm a big baseball fan.
I know.
But I'm not right now.
Our troll poll of the night has to do – well, we've got a couple working on it. Probably the biggest troll poll of the night is would BYU fans rather be 5-0 with national praise with the schedule that they have, or 3-2 playing Power 5 teams? You can go and you can answer that question as well. Plus, another poll question – how much of the World Series are you going to watch? None. I'll watch Game 7. I'll watch most of it, every inning. And so far, it doesn't look like there's a lot of people who have they have about probably the same interest that you and I do, Scott. I'm going to say, 40% say none are going to – they're going to watch none of the World Series. So it's pretty wild for that to happen. But we're going to kick the show off talking a little bit of Utah football, specifically the quarterbacks. That's why we have Scott here to walk us through the whole situation. It's a 705 cut.
The cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
I love this one. I honestly don't even know who's playing. That was one of the responses that we got on Twitter. I mean, talk about not even wanting. It's like you go on the internet, but you don't even want to open your eyes. ESPN opens up. You're just automatically block out. Anything that has anything that has a reference to Major League Baseball. I don't even know who's playing. Well, maybe you're in the same boat we are.
But I think baseball's done a decent job handling the coronavirus, and a lot of pushback from the players about, you know, not wanting to play or not wanting to play the shortened season.
They took a prorated salary
There were a few things that were, you know, some glitches early on, but baseball just kind of moved along. It's actually done well, I think.
Well, it remains to be seen. I'm just glad that the Astros aren't in it. Let's just jump into Utah football here, Scott.
Let's do it.
And Utah still has the quarterback controversy or quarterback competition. I guess we say controversy as media members. They say competition because it's healthy inside the team. So,
well, I would say it's a competition. I wouldn't say it's a controversy. I don't think.
Come on, we got to sell. We got to sell.
Controversy
something
is when someone starts and then the other guy starts.
Oh,
or
see,
like,
that's coming
like
up.
When Troy Williams, who went 9-3 in the Pac-12 as a junior, and everyone like, well, this guy's going to start his senior year,
sure.
And then they named Tyler Huntley. That's a controversy.
And see, and that was what was interesting, because one of the things that was in this is that Jake Bentley has been named as captain, but that doesn't necessarily mean
anything.
That
does
anything.
Not mean anything.
Why not, though? Because, like, the reality is,
well,
is that
Troy Williams was a captain.
That's I know, but that's the same thing where could he just get beat out? I mean, he's only going to be here 1 year at the University of Utah.
Well, he could be here this year and then next fall again. I think it's more of from this position, you want someone who – It's not what do you want. It's what can this guy do, and can what he does do, will it be successful? I mean, can he be a guy that contributes enough on this team to win? Because the quarterback position is such a vital part of any team. I mean, you go as your quarterback goes, and BYU is a good example of that this year, in that Zach Wilson's playing very well, and they're 5-0. And Utah needs a guy who can put up points and can be effective, and you can't have a guy that turns the ball over because the defense is so unknown, Alex. I mean, it's just like, oh, wow, you don't know what it's going to be. You feel like, man, there's some players there. There's some players with some experience, but there's a lot of inexperience there. And so the quarterback's got to play good this year for Utah.
Well, and so that's what I'm wondering, is it that what's the negative outcome, or what's the thing that's bad about having a quarterback competition going all the way up to, you know, a few days before or maybe the week before? You wait as long as possible to name your starting quarterback. What's the benefit
of that? We want to know who it is, right? We really do. The fans, the media. But Utah doesn't want Arizona to know. And it's a real thing when you can't really dial into a guy. So if it's Jake Bentley, Arizona can go back and look at a lot of his film from when he was at South Carolina, and they can get a read on him and get a feel for
right.
him. Right. You know, Cam Rising's a different story. He hasn't really played that much, but they're two different quarterbacks. Cam Rising's more of a dual threat guy. Jake Bentley's more of a guy that you keep in the pocket, and that changes your defensive philosophy on some of the things you do. So to keep Arizona guessing, that's great strategy. I don't have a problem with that. I really don't.
I mean, this is
I have a problem if internally they haven't named the guy.
If they're battling about it inside the coach's room,
yes.
I guess that's the problem. The reality is that we were told the same thing with Zach Wilson, Jaren Hall, Baylor Romney, and the freshman kid who we got four good quarterbacks, you know, all
right.
the way up to the week of the first game. And now, how insane would it look for somebody to go, yeah, we're just going to rotate it out. We're just going to kind of give everybody a shot at quarterback. This is Zach Wilson's team by far, and so maybe they knew what the real answer was a long time ago. And, you know, you can benefit from the fact that nobody gets to see practice now. And Utah's been historically very, very closed anyway, but it used to be that you would even, like, kind of sneak in there and as a former player and not really a media member and be able to watch practices. And while you wouldn't talk about it on the air necessarily, you kind of knew what the score was. And now they can hide it from everybody. There's not one inside, quote-unquote, insider that even gets a look at it.
Well, they might have an insider who says something outside. That I'm sure some of that information gets passed along to people that they can count on to keep it a secret. Because if you're told and then you tell it, they're not going to tell you very many times. You know, you kind of lose credibility there. But that's really – I think it's a little bit insignificant. But I do want to make a comment in about BYU, but then I want to make a Utah conversation.
I love that you're turning this Utah conversation into a BYU.
Well,
go ahead.
No, it's an important thing. What you have – you know, you mentioned all those quarterbacks at BYU, and all of those guys played a year ago.
Right.
And all of those guys played well.
Yeah, they all had
freshmen,
right? Yes, they all had their shot, and they all did pretty well. Yeah,
when you see some of these guys like Dax Milne, who probably worked with some of these guys last year or this year, or who knows when you have a lot of good quarterbacks, and those good quarterbacks are throwing the ball to these wide receivers, so they're not just getting reps; they're getting quality reps. No matter if they're going with the ones, the twos, the threes, and that just rises the level of your entire team. And I believe it's something that BYU's benefited from. And I know we mentioned this to Jeff Grimes before, but it's a real thing. With Utah, it's a little bit different right now in that these receivers are they're veteran. You know, they've got a lot of experience, a lot of depth at wide receiver, and those receivers need to know who the guy is, right?
Right.
And they need that guy to get as many reps with them as opposed to getting reps with everyone. And so it's a rep thing, but it's also it's a thing where it's a leadership thing. The team, the defense, everyone wants to know who's our guy. And we want to watch that guy in practice. We want to watch and see, does this guy, like, can we get behind him? Can we rally on this guy? Can he lead us to victory? Right now, everyone in the BYU program goes, Zach Wilson's our guy. We right. know we're in games with
sure.
him.
Yeah.
And that helps everyone. It helps the defense play better. It helps the offense play better. Everyone wants to try better because, you know what, they know they got a chance to win. And that's what has to develop with Utah. And it's better if they get that guy earlier to give him a chance right. to kind of win the team over.
Let's take that break here. We're going to come back. I want to talk a little bit more about this baseball situation. And
baseball been very, very good to me.
Been very, very good to me. Do you think that it's been good to America, though? It's supposed to be our pastime, and, man, it's waning. What the effects of a basketball schedule being all summer long would mean for baseball, would it be that final nail? Is there such thing as a final nail in baseball? Will it ever go away? They're doing everything they can, it seems like, to run the fan off. But with Game 1 of the World Series, it's up on the screen in our building here. So let's take the break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the future of baseball. We've got our polls up as well. We'll bring those, and we'll tell you what the votes are like right now. So stay with us. More to go. It's KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.